Welcome to the Vertical Relationship Show. If you are ready to heal God's way through God's word, you desire to have healthier, loving, and thriving relationship with yourself, others, and most importantly, Jesus, then it's by no accident you're here, because there are only divine connections in God's kingdom. Hey, I'm Aaliyah Diana, international best-selling author, certified Christian counselor, trainer, coach, and podcaster. Yes, I'm all faith-based. I believe a vertical relationship with Jesus changes everything. This is about a personal relationship, a vertical one, not a religion. I'm authentic, real, honest, and there is no fluff here. Because I desire for you to have permanent healing for that wounded soul, not just temporary band-aids that don't last. Hey, God wants you to have a well-rounded and balanced life. So grab your coffee, your Bible, or just kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to Vertical Relationships Show. You were made for more than a mediocre life. Stop feeling like you are not enough or you don't have any value, my friends. God made us relational for a reason, and you don't have to feel stuck or frustrated, tied to the world's philosophies anymore. Do you have healthy roots? Have you ever wondered how deep, if you're looking at the tree in the backyard, how deep their roots go? And I have seen some amazing trees with like these huge trunks, y'all, as big as me. Like the trunks, tree trunks could be like super big, right? And it made me wonder how deep, how good their roots were. How deep do they go? And doing some research, I have found that the tree's roots have been documented 70 to 400 feet deep. What? That's crazy. A banyan tree being the deepest rooted system, that went the deepest. In fact, God talks about trees in the Bible. He talks about fig trees and sycamore trees and tall cedars and mighty oaks. So why am I going on this rabbit trail of talking about trees? There are two purposes of a tree and its rooting system. One, to go deep in soil to accomplish their water and nutrient needs. And second, to give additional support to the weight of its extreme size. So I want you to think about that compared to the scripture of God gives us. The more we are rooted in Him, the more nutrients we receive from Him. His word is the bread of life. It feeds us. It gives us hope, wisdom, and His truth. Just like the nutrients the soil provides for the tree, God gives us His daily bread, feeding us His nutrients. But this only can be accompanied when it's deeply rooted in Him, hence deeply rooted in Christ. The second purpose of the tree's rooting system is the support. Who do we lean on when things get tough? Is it God? Is it your friends? Is it your family? We lean in on Him for our support. That's who we're supposed to be leaning into. We rely on God for His strength to fight our battles, His purpose, and allow Him to carry us through trials and tribulations and just about everyday tasks that are get thrown to us, y'all. These comparisons blew my mind. The Lord is still revealing more and more to me and the meaning of trees and being rooted in Him. So think about the Garden of Eden, right? So Adam and Eve were surrounded by beautiful gardens. And Genesis 2:9 says, "The Lord God made all sorts of trees grown up from the ground, trees that were beautiful and that produced delicious fruit." Now, I want you to think of the fruit that grow on some trees. The fruit will not ripen. The roots are not soiled properly. We will not bear good fruit if our roots are dirty, y'all, and they are not soiled properly. So ask again, what do your roots look like? Do things need to change in your life? Is your rooting system good or bad? Is it rooted in God or other things? Isaiah 5:24 says, "Your roots will rot." And He's right. They will rot if we don't tend to ourselves this way. John 15:5 says, "I am the vine. You are my branches." I came to start admiring the rooted system of trees and how we need to be more like a deep rooted system in God. Visions started coming to me. We are all like this tree, a little damaged and broken. Y'all, that hit my heart. It was such a great reminder that we sometimes overlook things that have flaws but build our character. Like, we are all like that tree. We're all a little broken. We're all a little bent up, but we need to get rooted in him. It's such a great reminder. He tells us to grow in him, to protect us from the evil, to open our eyes and ears, y'all, to be more like him. We can't do that unless we are rooted in him. So sin always started in the middle of the garden with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Genesis 2:9 says, the serpent tempted Eve from this particular tree in Genesis 3. Trees are important. And clearly it started the trees in the middle of the garden, right? That's how important I think the trees are in the rooting systems. Your roots, you know, and the way they are soiled is even more important to God. Important for all your relationships to be healthy and thriving in them, y'all. If we're not right with God, we're not right with other people. I started to see this scattered throughout the Bible, and I wanted to share some more scriptures with you that popped out to me. There's so many, but here's a few. This is Isaiah 5:6. When the vines are not pruned and the ground is not hoed, a place overgrown with briars and thorns. Ugh. So if we don't allow God to prune us, we will continue to have those thorns and briars stick to us. And I mean, who wants that, right? Here's another one. Isaiah 4:2. The branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The fruit of the land will be the pride and glory. When we allow ourselves to be pruned by him, we become refined. Y'all, barely scratching the surface is not a place the Lord wants for you. He wants you to have a vertical relationship with him and get deeply rooted in him, not just a surface Christianity relationship. I'm talking about a deep rooted system. He doesn't want that surface relationship with you. He wants to be your BFF. He wants you to get rooted in him. And I could tell y'all it takes time, it takes effort, it takes patience, perseverance. But as you come out on the other side and you start getting closer to him, you will start hearing from him. You'll start seeing from him. You'll start getting that spirit of discernment more in you. And he just does all these amazing things. So come join us, Vertical Relationship Academy. Learn what it takes to get rooted in Christ. Links at the bottom, y'all. We are going to pray now. Abba, Father, thank you so much for just your clarity, your vision of beautiful gardens and trees and the rooting systems, Lord. Our roots need to be in you, not the world. Our roots need to be deep in you to have a vertical relationship with you first and foremost, as opposed to those horizontal relationships around us, Lord. That when we are rooted in you, we are ready for anything, those attacks, trials, circumstances get thrown our way every single day, Lord, that we can push through with perseverance because you are our number one. We're rooted in you and no one else. Thank all my listeners for listening. I just pray, Lord, that they truly, truly get serious about their walk with you, that they come to you with their burdens, not just during the bad times, Lord, but the good times too, every day. Every minute you are there. Bless all our listeners. And Lord, everything that's going on in the world, we know that it's under your control. And let us just abound in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did you know with your help, we can spread the love of Jesus together? Real quick, if you found value, this resonated with you, or this helped you in any way, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a short review. Let's help further God's mission together. Yes, you can be a part of growing God's kingdom and helping lost souls too. Get to know more of my heart on MaliaDiana.com. May God bless your path, my friends. Thank you for listening. Blessings.